You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born.
We will be rambling men and woman tomorrow on our way to Keene, New Hampshire for the pregame for Friday's roadshow. We'll be at the Poorhouse on draft night, and I would guess that we will be there by 7. See all of you tomorrow night. Nice, beautiful, scenic drive to the North Country, Curtis. What'd you say, about 3 hours?
Yep.
It'll take us to get up there tomorrow?
I'm just going to do some J.J. McCarthy breathing exercises.
And then, of course, the future of an entire franchise hinges on what occurs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock or 8:20 or whatever. I would guess the Patriots, if they stay at 3, pick. I mean, first of all, can we eliminate the if you know who you're going to pick, can you just make the pick? I don't need the drama of you being on the clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's.
Well, that's Gresh's favorite part of the draft.
Let's like roll through this thing. You're Chicago. Just boom. We know who you're taking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be.
But I don't know what 8:15, 8:20, whatever it is. By the time they get to it, New England Patriots will pick at number 3.
Yeah, so, about 8:20, 8:30, yeah. Probably. Okay. They draw this thing out.
Oh, big moment for this franchise. Whoever's big moment for Jonathan Kraft or whoever is making the pick.
I'm happy either way because I've been hearing like a lot of good things about both quarterbacks, you know, from different experts and analysts and everything. You know, people speak highly about Drake May, and then people have been speaking highly about Jaden Daniels.
But Jaden Daniels is the kind of quarterback you want.
Well, Drake May is a good athlete.
I know, but you want that kind of that model quarterback.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit more of the today's type of mobile quarterback.
Which
ability.
You say all the time is the only way you can win in the league now.
Well,
is
it
having
helps.
That kind of quarterback.
I think somebody else said that too. I can't remember if it was Judon or maybe. Maybe it might have been Ninkovich.
Greg, you want to know why Wiggy loves Jaden Daniels so much? Because it reminds him of his favorite draft prospect ever.
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
You finally get to do-over.
If you love incompletions, Drake May's your guy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think I'm fine with anything other than a trade down. If they trade down, I'm going to be disappointed.
I will too.
That's out of character for you, though. You like a good value.
Not in this case. Not when you have the opportunity to take a player at number 3 can change your franchise.
Do you know what this draft has in common with the one that you cited yesterday, with only one player still on the team he was drafted by, in Trevor Lawrence?
One quarterback, yeah.
So here's the similarity. If Jaden Daniels was the second best quarterback, if Drake May was the third best quarterback, all we'd be talking about is the Cardinals at four. But they're not. Just like the 49ers traded up to three, we all thought to draft Mac Jones, then Kyle Shanahan changed his mind and took Trey Lance. When you don't know at this stage, you really don't know about the player, if that makes sense. Like in all the big years, right, it was Bledsoe or Meyer or Peyton or Leaf. You know, you knew which one of these guys, but it was whoever went one, the other was going two. In this case, it's similar to that 2020 draft where they're all over the place, which means when there's not a consensus, they might be great, but nobody really knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at like a draft like the Josh Allen draft. Like no, I mean, Baker Mayfield last minute rose up to number one, and Josh Allen is clearly the best of the bunch. Like it's not even close. And so, but he was not a consensus. He was not just like the consensus next guy either. So I think drafting quarterbacks in the first round is a scary proposition, mm-hmm. and not necessarily the easiest job either. And it's very, a lot of times more likely than not, he's just not going to hit. It is what it is.
Well, 36 hours away, and Gresh and Foyer have landed in Detroit, and they will be live from Detroit right up and through draft night and Friday morning or Friday mid morning, their show out there. So all of the draft, all of it, here on WEEI for you over the next 36 hours. And our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts, which is the unofficial nickname for the governor's cabinet, Curtis?
Hey!
And then McCormick Grillmate Seasoning, also, because grilling season is here. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where should we begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Gregory, let's begin with Daniel Jeremiah, who is a big-time draft analyst. He was on the Ryan Russillo podcast and actually explained what the Patriots had told free agents their plan was, and how they were courting free agents this past offseason, because they were talking about, oh, I think we're going to make a certain move at draft time.
In free agency, I know when they were talking to some offensive players and trying to get them to sign, when they asked to lay out the plan was we're going to sign a quarterback for $8 to $10 million, and we're going to take a quarterback at three. Well, they gave Jacoby Brissett $8 million or whatever. I think it was like literally on the nose of what they told some of these people.
Check that box off.
So I'm like, that one's checked. Well, if they didn't lie about that, I don't know why they'd be lying about number three.
Okay. Having that in the pitch deck.
Mm-hmm.
Did that work when it came to landing any free agents? I mean,
no.
Okay.
No.
But that's okay. At least there was no clam chowder mentioned. They weren't taking anybody for clam chowder, so that's fine. I mean, listen. You have to believe in them. You have to believe that they know. You got to believe that Elliot Wolf knows mm-hmm. what he's doing.
But given what we now know and what I think I know, can you draw a straight line between the $25 million they're paying Belichick and the lack of spending in free agency? In other words, when Mayo said that to us, they believed Bill would have a job. They wouldn't have to spend the full $25 million on Bill to do nothing, and maybe that money they would have allocated to other free agents was not spent because they're paying Bill to do nothing.
Maybe they should not have been running around trying to prevent Bill from getting a job then.
All right. Well, that might have helped.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well,
oh, yes. Well, that's right.
Curtis has
according to Seth Wickersham?
Yes.
According to several sources. Yes. Yeah. Curtis's source has said something
sources
different.
Sources or not?
Seth
never know.
Wickersham was capping on that one.
Yeah. Everything else you got right, though.
Yes. He's Curtis, 9 out of 10.
Curtis was sent a strongly worded email.
Nope, I was not. I was
like, the Patriots made this bed. You have to lie in it. Right. Get over it. Don't make excuses like this is the bed you made.
Right.
They're not trading out, Chime. Your mock is wrong.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out, Curtis.
What are you going to do if your mock, your highly touted mock, is incorrect and they pick at number 3?
Greg, no mock draft is ever 100%. Like, it's okay. Not.
I will be printing the mock draft to have with me at Poorhouse.
Go for it.
To same. Check off yeah. Or cross off.
But you remember, because he's gonna lean towards the other top 5 picks. So if he hits a couple there, he's going to fall back on
just
that.
Just a reminder, if they trade out,
yeah,
they are doing exactly what Bill Belichick would have done.
Yep.
Just to remind everybody.
Yeah. They could have had him as a consultant. I mean, paying him $25 million, maybe say, hey, Bill, I know you're not doing anything.
Just for draft night?
Yeah, just for you think you want to be a consultant.
Could you believe if the Patriots trade out and they take a receiver that sucks and it's the perfect Bill draft?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, one of the potential Patriot draft picks could be J.J. McCarthy, and he was on the Adam Schefter podcast and talked about communication he has had with guys like Matthew Stafford and, Tom Brady, and what it would be like playing for the New England Patriots.
Tom and I have a great relationship. I ask him questions all throughout the season and stuff like that. I try not to bother him too much. You know, I asked Matthew Stafford a little bit of advice about this process, and he told me that, you know, he's a little far removed from it because it happened so long ago, so I didn't even bother to ask Tom. But it would just, you know, such honor and respect, like I said, like being able to, I'm always about playing for the guys that came before and, you know, the guys who built the foundation to where it is right now. So, obviously, being a part of the New England Patriots, that means everything. You know, going back to when Brady was playing and how he was, you know, doing it for Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis and Ty Law and all those guys. So, being able to pay that forward would be a tremendous honor.
All right. Okay.
That answer is exactly why NFL teams love him.
And that's why Brady loves him.
They are taking him at 3.
You think so?
There is no doubt in my mind.
You're firmly in that when it comes to that camp that you believe they're going to take him.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep. Mm. But not a doubt.
Just like players and like how Brady's like players have changed over time, and like it's no longer about team first and that kind of thing. I feel like organizations have changed, and it's about, yeah, that's all good and fine. You have a great team aspect, but can you play, right? They're willing to go with the guy who has more talent, might come with more bet. And they've always done that. That's one of the things that's always chapped my ass.
You're saying the guy who might be a dink.
Yeah, that's one of the things that chapped my ass. So that's why sometimes it's hard for me to sit here and go team first when I'm giving you everything. I'm walking the line of being a great, you know, person in the community.
Okay, but that doesn't end up I guess there are cases where you're a dink.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very talented.
Right.
And you end up. But look at Russell Wilson. Look at Russell Wilson, for example.
Right. But I think that's.
The guy is a dink.
Right. But I think teams.
He still has a Super Bowl trophy.
But I think teams today, Greg.
Right.
Organizations, like, because they're more of the new school way of thinking, I think this organizations today are more willing to take dinks with talent than the good J.J. McCarthy type
team
of
guy.
Thinking. Team guys. Yes.
2024, it pays to be a dink.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that's what I would have said if I was Brady up there, too. I would have said, the younger players are different, but also the teams are.
What's next, Shime?
Next, let's pivot over to your Boston Bruins. Brad Marchand spoke yesterday ahead of Game 3, and he knows exactly what Toronto is bringing to the table.
They're playing a really good playoff-type game right now. You know, you knew they would. They're built different than in the past years. They're playing a lot more physical, very committed to forechecking, playing very tight defensively. So you got to give them credit. You know, they're one of the top teams for a reason. And then when you add their offense ability on top of that, you know, they're a tough team to play right now. And we're seeing it, you know, even the first game. You know, it was a different game than the score. So we have to continue to be better. You know, it's a very tight playoff series, so you know we knew it was going to be a battle, and you know they've showed up. They're playing for keeps, you know. So it's a good challenge.
Hostile environment tonight. Yeah. Those fans, they finally get to go inside. They don't have to stand outside. But you're a better team, though. You were a better team in the regular season,
yeah.
Clearly, and you should, you know, you should be winning this.
They want to give you the series as sloppy as they play.
I'm assuming that it's Swayman. I mean, we can't assume. They won't say who it is.
I will assume it's Swayman.
Yeah. Swayman tonight.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Bruins were eliminated by a team that was actually better than them? Because definitely not against the Blues.
The Hurricanes 2 years ago.
So the Hurricanes, okay.
Yeah.
Because by and large, they've lost
the team. I mean, the St. Louis Blues in that series, Curtis, their goaltender got extraordinarily hot.
Okay, yeah, but the Bruins were the better team.
They were the better team, and they should have won that series.
Yeah, because
they couldn't win at home in that series. Yeah.
Seems to be common thread for Boston sports teams. They can't win at home in the playoffs.
And Boston is a better... Why don't we have a big outdoor thing like they have? We're a better hockey city.
I think your moonshot, Greg.
What about Dunkin' Donuts and Stowe?
It's okay. We don't bat 1,000.
Oh, okay.
Look at Chime's mock.
True.
But your moonshot should be to establish an outdoor viewing spot in Boston that is greater than the Maple Leaf Garden.
Didn't they do it a few years ago at City Hall Plaza? And they had Lil Nas X perform.
As like a hype thing before the Stanley
Cup.
So they kicked everybody out during the game.
I'm not sure.
Right.
I just remember that was a big
Curtis is right. We should. That should be our moonshot on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing a rivaling the Toronto fans when it comes to thousands of us outdoors.
A giant, you know, screen where they watch the game.
We could use my television from Echelon.
I think City Hall Plaza is a good location, right?
Yeah. You're right. Everybody could bring the TV like you have at your home to the plaza.
It's a bring-your-own-TV event?
It's like JetBlue.
All right. That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. News with Courtney coming up, including a robot uprising report, which is terrifying. What the robot that you can now officially buy for $10,000 can do to your enemies. We'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.